weekend, on Saturday, in fact, SAPS launched the Country in Blue operational concept that's meant to heighten police visibility around the country. The strategy is simple. Police vehicles between 6 o'clock in the evening, 6 o'clock in the morning must have the emergency warning blue lights switched on. Also means more police vehicles on the road will be marked and indicating a increase in presence of police on the road. But does this actually work? Peter Bruce is an independent policing expert, joins me now on the line. Peter, thanks so much for joining us here on the Morning Review. How are you doing?
Good morning. It's David Bruce.
David, sorry, Peter Bruce. I got not talking to the business day. David, thanks so much for joining us on the show. It seems like something that should be done as a fait accompli, that police visibility in terms of the blue lights when they should be patrolling should always be on. But what is so special, if anything, about this Operation Country in Blue plan launched this weekend?
Well, it's a fair question. I mean, the one thing is, possibly to start off on a positive note, it is good to see that there is some kind of attempt to respond to, you know, the levels of public concern about the high levels of crime in the country. And so one does want to commend the minister and national commissioner for that. Whether what we have from them amounts to, you know, an effective anti-crime strategy is an entirely different issue. I think from the side of members of the public, there is often a sense that, you know, they do want to see more police visibility. Mm. But police visibility itself is not likely to do very much to enhance or at least to reduce levels of violence and crime.
Police visibility means very little when we talk about contact crime, and contact crime is more likely to happen amongst people who know each other, inside homes, inside backyards, where people are gathering on weekends, you know, drinking and socializing. That's where we're most likely to see levels of assault. Gender-based violence, of course, happens behind closed doors. These situations often then relate into murder. The majority of murders that happen in South Africa are between people who know each other. How then is this supposed to be this multiplier effect supposed to help when police can't be knocking on every door to be checking, is everything fine here in this house or in this backyard where people are gathering?
Yes, that's right. And so, you know, that's one point. The other aspect of it is, even if one's talking about crime between strangers, more kind of predatory type of crime, such as robbery, they are, to a large degree, or to a significant degree at least, concentrated in specific areas. Mm. And so the one critical thing is, you know, one of the questions that we need to ask is whether there is a more detailed strategy behind this, because on its own, this doesn't amount to a coherent anti-crime strategy. Mm. What one needs to do is to use the in some respects limited resources that the police do have in a much more targeted way, directed at specific types of crime. Mm.
Is this also somewhat of a political, broader national political strategy to instill a level of calm in a very volatile, expected to be volatile, election season? We look what happened in June and July in KZN and at Gauteng, where we had uprisings and lootings there. A force multiplier effect, a visible police presence, flashing blue lights somewhere in the distance, getting closer, patrolling our areas and our communities. Is this also meant to instill a level of calm, which says, you know what, we know we're in elections, we know things get volatile in this time of the year, especially with service delivery protests. Police are here and we're keeping an eye out.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's quite likely that part of what's behind this is the impending election. What's also worth making a note of is that, for instance, a week or two ago, Afrobarometer published the findings of a survey where they said that 24% of people who had had contact with the police had had to pay a bribe to avoid a problem with the police. There's a reasonable question, which it would be interesting to ask your listeners is, you know, when they see a police blue light, is that reassuring? Mm. Or is that, you know, is that an indication of a group of people who may themselves be involved in a type of predatory crime? So, I mean, for instance, if I was looking for creating public confidence and reassurance around the crime situation and building trust in the police, I would, you know, want to see some serious anti-corruption elements built into the strategy. And, you know, there's no evidence of that.
There is definitely a discussion to be had on what flashing blue lights mean for different people in different communities and different economic groups. For some people, flashing blue lights would mean that police are watching, that they are there, you're meant to feel safe. For other people, flashing blue lights would mean, oh, there's danger somewhere that police must be responding to, and therefore the situation at the moment is not safe. So it's also about the perception of what we have as citizens of how we relate to flashing police blue lights.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I live in Johannesburg, and also, you know, there's often, I'm talking now about the Metro Police, for instance, and, you know, whenever I'm approaching a Metro Police roadblock, I feel pretty uncomfortable because I have a sense that there's all kinds of things going on there. There's, you know, and to some degree, those roadblocks are being used as a means of extracting bribes from people and so on. That's my impression. I'd like to be wrong, but I don't have a sense of confidence that when I'm approaching police, I'm necessarily approaching members of an organization which is characterized by standards of integrity.
David Bruce, independent policing expert, thank you so much. What's your thoughts in this operation Country in Blue? Do you feel more safer when you see flashing blue lights or approaching a roadblock, or does that give you a warning that something may be wrong? The police plan to blanket South Africa from dusk till dawn in flashing blue lights up until elections and maybe even the weeks following that. How do you feel? How does it make you feel?